Welcome to the Gracefully Nested podcast, where you will find all the tips and tricks about organizing, simplifying, and motherhood. I promise to keep it real and help you find grace within your home. I'm Kristen Ridout, professional organizer, coach, and mother of one. Now, let's help you find grace within your home. Let's do this. Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited you're here with me. And let me just tell you, I am so pumped and thankful that people are listening to my podcast. That makes me so excited because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just doing it, right? You know, sometimes that's what you got to do in life. So thank you again so much. I am pumped up about it. And today I wanted to talk to you guys about the L word. Does anybody know what the L word is? All right. The L word is laundry. Okay. The thing that haunts us every single day, every single week, month, year. You know, the fun stuff. Especially when you throw some kids into the mix. And I only have one, so my laundry is not crazy. But gosh darn, if he has an accident in the bed or something like that, it just backs everything up. Right, women? Right, mamas? That is what happens. And it's like, oh gosh. So let's talk about this laundry thing. So I always talk to women about the laundry because they're like, how do you organize it? How do you keep a routine? And I will say that I don't necessarily have a routine, I guess, but I stay on top of it because I cannot stand doing laundry all in one day. I have other crap to do in my life, and I don't want to dedicate my time to laundry all for one day. So, because it's a process. You wash, you dry, then you have to hang, and then you have to fold. And I'll be honest, I don't fold like a Marie, you know, Sparks Joy lady. I can't even remember her name. I don't fold like that. I just, honestly, I roll my clothes. So that's what I do. That's Kristen's way of folding laundry and making it neat in the drawer so you can see what you're grabbing. So anywho, my tips for you to get laundry organized and flowing and not backed up is, first, I want you to try your hardest to do laundry every other day or every 3 days. Depending on how many kids you have. Honestly, that's the big thing. Like, whenever you have multiple children, it's just like, yeah, I need to do my laundry every single day. But if you don't have a lot of people in the house, then maybe, you know, do it 2-3 times a week. Because, of course, you have towels and blankets and things like that that you need to wash, too. So I want you to dedicate some days to starting a load of laundry, drying it, and then folding it and putting it away. If you get that far, listen, life happens. Sometimes we don't get that far. My stuff is in the dryer right now. So dedicate a day once a week, 2 times a week, depending on how many kids are in the family. How many people are in the family. Not even kids. Doesn't matter. So do that. And then my second one would be minimize how many pieces of clothing or undergarments or all the things that are just an abundance. You don't need 5,000 socks, let's be honest. And I get good socks and I get all of the same socks. All of the same socks will save you time when you're trying to match the damn things, right? Because that is so annoying to have to do. I remember I used to be a nanny. I was a nanny for, gosh, I was a nanny for years, especially when I was in college and then after college when I was trying to find a job. So I nannied for the same family for, you could say it was probably a total of 4 years because it would be on and off after I graduated college and was trying to find a job and all that fun stuff. So part of something that I took on was helping with laundry because there was five kids. There was five kids under five and holy moly, we had our hands full. Amber, I love you. You're a freaking amazing mother and woman. Seriously. So I took on the laundry and I was like, oh my gosh, the socks are going to be the death of me because my personality, if I can't find a match to something, I'm pissed. I get so annoyed. I'm like, it's going in the garbage. I'm done trying. And she's like, no, I swear it is in this house. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it is. Or the freaking dryer ate it because I swear that happens too. So get matching socks because, oh my gosh, it's such a time saver. It's honestly hard to find matching socks for kids, but that next time I buy Weston socks, he's getting all the same damn socks because I can't. Nope. I don't have time. Nor do I want to sit there and match socks because I have better things to do. I have, my life is crazy and busy. So that is my tip for that part of laundry. Minimize it, make it more simple. Find your staples. Weston is starting to tell me, like, I only like blah, blah, blah. And he only likes, honestly, the kid only likes wearing, like, athletic wear. So that has changed my mind on, like, what I'm going to buy the next round of clothes. Because it's a waste of money because I have clothes sitting in the drawers that he doesn't care about. And I've actually been going through them and I'm going to just pass them on to a friend or, you know, whoever needs them. And my clothes, I go through my clothes probably every 3 months. I'll be like, okay, like you haven't touched this in forever. Not going to wear it unless, of course, it is a piece of winter clothing that I do not want to buy again. Like, okay, sweaters can be super expensive. So I don't buy new sweaters every year and get rid of them as I go. So I go through the things that I wear, that I should wear on a daily basis or a weekly basis and say, okay, I don't need this anymore. It's taking up space. It's driving me insane because it's taking up space. So go through your staples. I know when us moms become moms, we just like our yoga pants. And that's great because I lived in those bad boys I stayed home with Weston for like 3.5-4 years and that is all I wore unless of course we went out somewhere and I was like, maybe I should do something with my life. So when we did have an event or something, I would go out and buy a dress or a cute shirt or something that I could wear with some pants that I already had. And speaking of pants, I'm really depressed because I can't fit in two of my pants that I really liked. They just, you know, I said I wanted to gain weight and grow a booty. if you know me, that's been my mission since I had Weston, because I lost a tremendous amount of weight and it was disgusting. So I've been always trying to like keep a good balance of weight and trying to put on weight and gain muscle. So I did that. I've done that, and now my pants don't fit. So I'm just gonna have to just get over it and move on with life, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't always go buy something new, but I'll go buy something and I'll wear it, and I'm really weird. I don't like to wear it again normally, unless it's something that I know I'll definitely wear again, but I normally don't wear the same thing again, which is so bad. But I normally just sell it because, oh my gosh, there's so many sites that you can just go sell your piece of clothing that you wore for 2 seconds. So find your staples, minimize all the stuff that you have in those drawers, in the closet, everything that's hanging, everything that's folded. I want you to go through it. I want you to go through undergarments, get matching things, save you some time in your life. And then when you are sorting your laundry, when it's dirty, I have it in my Amazon shop on my blog, but it is a laundry basket that has 3 compartments in it, and it's on wheels. It's freaking awesome. It has wheels. And whenever I decide to upgrade mine, because my laundry hamper is like real old, but we're not going to talk about it. But it only has 2 compartments. I'm like, I just need that third one because I'll throw like wash rags, hand towels, and towels in one, because I have all white and tan colored, towels and everything. So I'll put that in one, and then I just need another one for all of our whites and our tans clothing. So I need that, so that'll make that part easier on me. And then I throw all of the colors in one, and I normally separate the colored delicates when I bring it downstairs. And I also have a laundry basket downstairs, because Weston's a goofball and he gets dressed in the morning, and he'll come downstairs and get dressed and then just puts his dirty clothes on the ground in the living room, which is so fantastic. And I'm like, kid, I don't know who you think I am. I kind of am your maid, but I'm not picking up the clothes that you just took off your body. You just go put them in the laundry. He knows exactly where it is. And that's another thing. Like, as moms, as women, we like to just do it all. Stop doing it all. I don't get, like, my husband gets irritated sometimes, and I'm like, hey, could you help me do blah, blah, blah? And because I don't even care if I'm just not doing anything, I still want help because I got a lot of shit going on. So ask for help. Ask your kids to help if they're old enough, because you deserve to be able to have some help, because it's vital. But I know that moms want to just do it and get it over with. I get it. I still do it. But some days I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, my kid and my husband are highly capable of doing this. But if you don't ask for help and you don't teach your child to help you, then one day you're going to lose your shit. Because I've done it multiple times. So just do that. Go through your clothes. I have a guide that will help you just ask you questions. It's free. It's on my blog already. And I hope you just figure out, like, do I really need this piece of clothing anymore? So I have that. And then really that's all I wanted to talk about was laundry. Just have a system. just dedicate a couple days or whatever you want to do. Minimize the clothing, get matching socks. I swear it's a game changer. And just, oh my gosh, just get that laundry basket too. If you want to upgrade your laundry basket, that's like thebomb.com. And yes, I still say that. And that is golden because you can simply just throw it in the spot that it needs to be in and grab it and then go throw it in the washer. So you're not sitting there dividing all of the things because it's so annoying to do that. Oh, and for moms that have multiple children, if you can have a system where each child has their own laundry basket, that is the best thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't have multiple children, so I don't have to worry about that. But like, having a cubby in the laundry room, if this can happen for you, and if you are in the Dallas area, I know an amazing carpenter that does great work for a great price. One of my clients just got her closet done, and he put new shoe shelves into her closet. It looks amazing. Like, transformed the closet with some shoe shelves. Like, I'm so excited for her. It looks great. So yeah, if you need his contact information, I will send it to you. but have, like, if you can have a system in your laundry room that has like, this is Brian's clothes, this is Sarah's clothes, these are Tom's clothes, like do that. And that's a game changer too, because especially if your kids are old enough to put away their own laundry. And I know that goes back to the whole, I just want to get it over with, I want to do it myself, because they're just going to demolish their clothes. Listen, if they get dressed on their own anyways, stop worrying about if their drawers look like crap. Okay? Like, maybe knock out like 5 minutes in their drawers every now and then to like get it kind of where you want it to be, but that's when minimizing the laundry is key too. So getting rid of all the things that they don't need or they keep wearing that don't fit them, like, that is vital. So I've pretty much just been like a squirrel and just talked about all the things, but I hope that if any of this helped you, I would love to hear from you. If you want to stick around and know when I have added a new podcast, then subscribe, because I would love for you to stick around. Share this with the girl pals. I want to help and do anything I can to get all of you ladies just less stressed and finding grace within your home and your time and everything. So I hope you have a great Wednesday, and I will chat with you soon.